The latest developments in Bahrain have now cast a shadow on the country's relations with Lebanon. Manama has warned its nationals not to travel to Lebanon for their own safety, following comments by Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah, who pledged support for the revolutions in Bahrain, Libya, and Yemen in a recent speech. Bahrain has also suspended flights between the two countries and has advised its nationals to leave Lebanon immediately. This comes amid tension between the Khalifa regime and Iran. Bahrain has called home its top diplomats from Iran and has expelled an Iranian diplomat in a protest against Iran's criticism of the crackdown on protesters and allegedly interfering in Bahraini affairs. But analysts view this as efforts by Manama to regionalize the situation and to give it a sectarian essence in order to cover up the underlying problems.
The majority of people, whether they're Shia or Sunni, the majority are opposed to what King Hamad represents and what he's done. So he's trying to regionalize the whole problem in order to generate support. And this is why, in my view, he's lashing out at the resistance movement in Lebanon. I think it's a futile attempt by him, this attempt to generate tension between Bahrain and Lebanon.
Bahraini officials have also accused Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah of spreading lies about the situation in the country and have even labelled Hezbollah a terrorist organisation, the same term used by Washington and Tel Aviv. But Sayyid Hassan's comments on Bahrain were just the same as comments heard elsewhere. The leader of Hezbollah expressed support for the protesters and criticised the use of violence by the Bahraini and Saudi forces.
To all Bahraini people, your opposition movement has a wise and courageous leadership. Listen to the leadership and follow it. Your blood and wounds will defeat the tyrants and force them to recognize your legitimate rights.
Unconfirmed sources have reported 5 Lebanese citizens have been apprehended in Bahrain for allegedly contacting foreign parties. Lebanese citizens in Bahrain have also reportedly begun to complain against what they call biased treatment of the monarchy. Here in Lebanon, the latest announcements made by the Bahraini regime are being viewed as another attempt to take attention away from the demands protesters are making and to focus on the sectarian card. At the same time, these announcements could be a prelude to the deportation of many Lebanese Shia Muslims who have established themselves in Bahrain and who insist that their only business is to make a living and provide for their families. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.